Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer for When You Can't Feel God by Kelly Jane McLinn. Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. A feeling of peace, stability, and belonging. A burden lifted off my shoulders. A sense of direction and purpose. I used to feel all these things when I prayed to God. I felt like he was right there beside me, walking with me, holding my hand. I sensed him through all that I did and all that I saw. And then, after a stage in my life of complete instability, all those feelings vanished. There was so much change at one time that I simply went numb. It felt like my soul had gone blind and I started to question everything. Where did God go? Did God leave me? Was God ever really there to begin with? It is such a blessing from God that he gives us those senses to experience him and his love. However, Hebrews 11:1 reminds us not to rely on those feelings. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Even when we can't see God, Scripture calls us to have faith anyway. God wants us to have confidence in who he tells us that he is, rather than what we can perceive of our circumstances. This includes our feelings. Even when we don't feel God, he is still right there. He is with us. He strengthens us. He holds us up by his own hand. With God's help, we can know this truth in our hearts, even if we cannot, at that moment, emotionally connect to it. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for your steadfastness and continual presence in our lives. Sometimes we can feel you right next to us, but sometimes it is hard to know that you are there at all. Sometimes life gets so difficult that our hearts just cannot feel you through the pain. Sometimes you take away those feelings so that we may seek you even more fervently. I pray today, Father, that I may rely not on my own feelings, but rather on your love for me. May I rely on your word to be the truth that rules my life over my own understanding. Help me to see you and believe in your character, even though my feelings may tell me otherwise. You are kind, you are good, and you are gracious. You are both all-powerful and all-loving. You care deeply for me and for my loved ones. Be with me as I live out these truths, no matter what my circumstances are today, Lord, as we walk forward together. I love you and pray all these things in your Son's amazing name. Amen.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God looks at your heart, not your jean size. Do you know the verses, yet still stress over your body? Oh, I get it. I was raised in church, but I struggled with food, eating disorders, and my body for decades. I'm Heather Creekmore, host of the Compared to You podcast, where we talk about all things body image and comparison from a biblical perspective. We get real about the pressure to focus on appearance in a culture where looks seem to matter most. Whether you're wrestling wrinkles or battling the scale, Compared to Who is the show for you. You'll laugh a little and be encouraged a lot. If you're ready to stop comparing and start living, visit lifeaudio.com to listen and subscribe.